one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
I want to declare that from here on out, the 16th day of March is a national holiday.
All right.
If you want to know what 316 Day is all about, give me a hell yeah. I said, if you want to know what 316 Day is all about, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
What?
What?
I said, hell yeah!
Thank you for the enthusiasm, Byron. I appreciate that very much. Here's what 316 Day is all about. 316 Day is when someone gives you a load of crap, you give it back to them by simply giving them a certain hand gesture with one finger.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, Byron, have we decided to join in? Are you rating me? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the participation.
Oh, my gosh.
316 Day is U-E-K-O-A-E-E-K-E-I-U-E. Card was upside down. 316 Day is a day when you can open up a can of whoop-ass on anybody you want. Byron, a six? Opening up a can of whoop-ass on anybody you want, and you want to give that a six? Tough crowd. Tough crowd. Ain't nobody here that's a tough crowd.
And we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, Rant EM Radio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Hello, everybody. It is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2020, episode 632 of The Rant is officially live on Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. All right, well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, Jesus Christ. We are living some very unique times, folks. There is one constant in the world, and that is Wolf Blitzer is on, this program is on, and it's Tuesday night. And we will be here every Tuesday night until the end of the world is here. So don't fret. We're not closing up like the retailers. We're not running out of material like the local grocery stores. No, 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 no. Double A will be here every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Come hell or high water. I promise that. will, as always, being joined by Tony C.
See, here you go with the bullshit again. Now they're coughing. Here you go.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we're also being joined by whoever. The lines are open. Call us on Discord, Ranium Radio, hashtag 9233. Please, 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 if you need to vent, tonight's the night to do it. Well, yes, I'm still coughing. But it's okay. I don't have the coronavirus.
You been tested?
I have not been tested, but I don't have the coronavirus. But effective 8:30 tomorrow morning, I will be like one of millions of people across this fair country and the world that will be working from home for the foreseeable future. So
it is.
Today was my last day in the office.
Yeah, my wife's they're out of school, like the building.
Well,
until the 15th.
Until the 15th of April. That's right.
Of April. I guess they're gonna extend it more after that. So home.
So
these idiots we got running this stuff, man. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
You know, it's
that's
very interesting.
In this.
Damn,
this is what we need Hogan to say his line.
Come on, Dr. Ben knows what he's talking about.
Huh?
I said, Dr. Ben knows what he's talking about.
That's what we need Hogan to say his line.
You know, hold on, I'll cue it up, Tony C.
I trust Uncle Ben.
What, the rice man? I do.
Yeah, I mean, we just heated up some of his food tonight.
You know, I went to the market yesterday.
The market. You get a what? Another TV?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's a shortage on those probably.
And so I got to the paper aisle. I mean, it was like a ghost town out there.
Of course it was. I did the same thing. I went to the paper goods aisle on Friday.
I mean, I got plenty, so I didn't need them. But I'm going over there in the aisles. I get to that aisle, and they had like maybe four boxes of
all this paper.
Left.
All the people got so much junk mail and paperwork in their homes. Man, you wasting money on toilet paper. That's a luxury.
Learn how to write with a newspaper or something.
Damn right. With a damn piece of junk mail from Target. Times get hard. You got to do what you got to do. And run out here buying up all the damn toilet paper. Ain't that like wiping your ass with a letter for somebody?
Well, they used to do it with the Sears catalog, so.
That's what I'm saying. I know Surfer got a Montgomery Ward's catalog.
No,
man,
but they used somewhere. To use the Farmer's Almanac for that reason. Like, that's why the pages are stay out. The pages one at a time, because they used it in the bathroom.
Now, I know damn Surfer got a Surfer's merchandise catalog from Christmas, damn 1989. That he can whip out. I want to know how does Surfer feel about not being able to go to the movies. I know you're going through withdrawal now.
Here we go.
Russo.
Yes, I am.
What a return.
Is this your deal, Russo?
Wow.
That's why this company's in the damn shape it's in, because of bullshit like this.
That's what Hogan did short one of the press briefings and say they like. That's why this country in the shape is in.
So, I get an email saying that Golden Corral's closed, right?
Oh my God, who can make
hold
it
up,
not Golden
done.
Corral?
Then the day, I get an email saying that the pickup and delivery service is open.
The inside is, there's no dine-in options, no more for this foreseeable future. So if your ass can't go through a drive-thru.
But the thing is, get with a restaurant,
delivered.
That's still cooked to order. So, you know, I call them up, you know, steak and potato. They fixed it up. Go pick it up.
Wait a minute. You called.
We had a conversation about getting steaks.
Did you order?
That's not what I'm talking about. Can I finish? I'm just saying, with Golden Corral, they make a lot of food. They can't make the food to order. So what are they going to do? Make the buffet up and then hope?
No.
Order out?
No. They just sit out though till somebody call and order it.
Look, we are for those of you that if for whatever reason you happen to be living under a rock, it's quite believable that there are people that are oblivious to what's going on. But if you are not oblivious, you clearly know what's going on because it's affecting not just the United States, but it's affecting the whole world.
I thought it was a hoax, though, Blair. I thought this whole thing was a hoax.
But primarily, you know, our listenership is in the United States, and, you know, we have slowly but surely been shutting down the country. And it's all in effort to experience social distancing and to mitigate the spread.
Some bonding time with your family.
Pretty much, to mitigate the spread of this COVID-19, or aka the coronavirus. A lot of now schools are shut down. Virtually, there are no sports. But I believe this weekend the television was littered with infomercials and rebroadcasts of repeats of old games. There is some new programming out there. There was Monday Night Raw last night, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But we are going through some very, very unique times as a society in this world. Of course,
that's all right. Everybody gonna get a check.
Yeah, the financial Wall Street is all in a tizzy. Businesses are closing left, right, and sideways. You can't get anything anywhere at this point. If you want to go to Macy's, you're shit out of luck. If you want to go to Nike, you're shit out of luck. Forget about going to the theme parks. Forget about buying anything from Disney. Pretty much the only things that are open in the United States as it stands right now are supermarkets, drug stores, convenience stores, and food places for to-go services only,
and deliver.
Banks are open, right?
Banks are open.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're not letting people inside.
No, probably not.
They probably do if you arrange it. I mean, every transaction can't be done on an ATM machine.
That's right. You're still. You're still taking your rolls of pennies to the bank.
I'm not even talking about that.
I need y'all to count these up. So let's say, for instance, right now, if somebody we ain't gonna say no names. You know, let's say somebody in America, you know, they get a big settlement check. They supposed to pull up to the window with the big settlement check.
Yes. Just fishing through the vacuum tube. Or try to deposit it through the ATM.
Hey, man, ain't nobody gonna put all this money in one place, man. We need to talk about this. We need to have a discussion. We might as well turn off the car and we'll have this conversation in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure this thing out.
As it is for those interested parties, Tony C, the court system is shutting down.
Shut down, right?
Yeah. So cops
in Philly, lit cop, criminal go.
Oh yeah.
They show long lines at Costco. People made a beeline to the liquor store because they were shutting them down.
Well,
I mean, going crazy.
I heard the cops in Philly are, instead of arresting people, they just putting in warrants. Like, we're going to come back and get your ass.
Yeah, once
this,
they're not going to waste time on small crimes.
Looting is going to start to happen, but then people are going to loot sneakers, TVs, things like that. Not important stuff. I love this social distancing on CNN.
Yep, everybody with five spaces between them.
On separate window?
No, they got like five spaces between everybody.
Because every new show I see, everybody's in a different studio somewhere.
No.
As opposed to all being at the desk.
So, speaking of different studios, I caught Inside Edition on Friday. I got to give props to Deborah Norville. She did Inside Edition from her kitchen. You know, because the CBS studios in New York were
infected.
So, but that's weird. You know that they had to do the local CBS New York news from Los Angeles?
Wow, so they had to talk about local news from a whole other city.
From a whole other city. So the L.A. guy had to talk about New York news.
Seth, what do you think about Idris Elba getting the virus, huh?
Come on, man. I was hurt that Black Superman got infected.
That damn Hobbs and Shaw suit couldn't help him, huh?
I'm sure everybody must have this damn thing at this point. Because how are we? Because here's what I still haven't understood. Okay, how are you getting it? That's what I don't get. I understand going to a country such as China, where you could have gotten it. But let's say you're in the United States, okay. I don't understand how this is spreading so fast.
Well, with celebrities, before it...
Because people are breathing the same air.
It's widely known. I mean, they're out there among people and traveling, beating people.
So here's my own local corona story, okay? Because I did have my indirect brush.
Yeah, corona scare.
I have my own indirect brush with it. So, without getting into specifics, a local person, prominent...
It wasn't Randall Hill.
No, it wasn't. A local figure in the community was tested positive for the virus.
Oh, your mayor. The mayor down there, right?
No.
I thought
this is unrelated. Unrelated to the mayor. A local... prominent member of the community, tested positive for the virus. The boss, the owner, or not, well, no longer the owner, but the people, the guy running the show, basically, where I work, cavorts with this guy on a regular basis, but did not see him for the last 10 days, and in these last 10 days has been glad-handing all of us in the office.
So he
went into quarantine.
If he's going down, he's taking y'all with y'all.
I guess so, but now we are all... there's only a smattering of people that will actually be in the office tomorrow. But the majority will be at home working. Now, this goes back to why there was no prepared intro today, because I was making sure my workstation and everything was working and ready to go, so that when I get up tomorrow morning, I report to work as I do every day. All I have to do now is go downstairs and start working.
Well, I'm just going to say we just found out Kevin Durant tested positive for it. So.
And three other players on that team.
I mean...
So that means some of the Lakers probably got it too.
That means the NBA season is probably kaput.
No, I mean,
they
get better.
The virus, I mean, the virus isn't look, really deadly.
It's not deadly, like but the thing is that it seems that it's highly infectious. And the thing is, it seems that as the days have been progressing, the return dates have been pushed back further and further and further and further. Schools in Florida, as Tony C. alluded to earlier, schools in Florida are closed until April 15th. I believe the schools in New York are closed through the end of April.
I like that. You know what? Double A, education should be advanced at this point. Well, kids don't have to go to school.
Well, yes and no. Yes.
Everybody don't have access to a computer.
Well,
but I wouldn't even go with that.
Trump about to send out some checks, so they need to buy some computers with the checks.
I don't necessarily.
You know, money fix everything.
I don't necessarily agree with Surfer. I don't necessarily agree with Tony C in this. I think the kids.
Little crumb snatchers, they don't care.
I think they got to go to school because they still got to interact with each other. Otherwise, we're going to have all we're going to have is kids who are lazy at home, don't do nothing, don't want to do anything.
Well,
and that's going to be where our society is headed, that nobody's going to work and everybody's going to be lazy. And nobody's going to want to interact with each other. I don't know, man. Now,
let them go.
I mean, I'm prepared. I've got my things. I'll have to do shopping at some point in the next couple of days to restock on a few things. But your president is an idiot. Your president is a liar. But he did say one thing that I will agree with him on, and that it was the right thing to say, and that was you don't have to go out
to hoard
and hoard and buy everything. Slow down the buying. And there's no need for that, folks.
Quit taking all the toilet paper.
Really?
Now, you know, when we turn to Mad Max.
Which one? Road Warrior or Beyond Thunderdome?
They're all the same. They're all post-apocalyptic.
Thunderdome is better.
I mean, we're getting to a point where there's no.
World War is the best one.
There's no
Thunderdome.
There's no meat in the stores.
Nobody likes Thunderdome.
There's no meat in the stores.
Oh, that's you know what? I went shopping there yesterday, and I'm driving by the meat, and it sat there and it called for ground lamb, $1.99 a pound.
Ground lamb.
Yes.
That's highfalutin eating, ain't it?
Lamb usually costs about $5-6 a pound.
That means it's discounted ham. You remember those discounted apples? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I remember that. What I need to know: are you allowed to still have sex? Can you make love?
Of course.
I'm getting it in.
Of course. It's March 17th. What do you think? By the time, what is 9 months from now? By the time December rolls around,
a whole lot of babies going to December.
A lot of Christmas babies this year.
Wouldn't that kind of contact not be good?
No, there's nobody has come out and said no.
Listen, the virus is killing people. Yes, but it's killing people on top of the other illness that they already got. So.
Yeah, if you got something,
like a respiratory issue,
you're screwed.
Exactly. You catch this virus, you're pretty much gone. If you got, it's like pneumonia, pretty much.
You attach it to your lungs, I know.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is people, I just don't want to be sick. I don't know about y'all, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you something. So, we all know that I've had this cough now for a week because I was coughing last Tuesday. And I caught this because somebody at work came to work sick. And, of course, I blame them. I blame them all week, and to this day I still blame them. But if we all rewind to earlier in the year, I had the flu. And It took me a while to get rid of the cough. It always does. Whenever I get sick, it takes me a while to get rid of the cough.
Yeah, I go through that too.
So now that I finally had gotten rid of the cough, this happens. So I get the cough, right? And then this whole panic of the coronavirus starts. I had to work Saturday. I went to work Saturday, put in a couple of hours at the office because we were trying to catch up. And then I said, okay, let's go out and get some provisions and try to stock up. I go to my local Publix, Tony C. Okay? Our president even mentioned Publix in his presser the other day.
He looked like he eat Publix ice cream.
Yeah, go ahead. Right out of the container. So I'm at my local Publix at the deli counter, waiting to be called. And here comes a coughing fit.
I bet everybody returned and ran from your head.
No. One brother, about 6'3", lanky, dark as hell, I start coughing. You know, I did the whole cough into the elbow thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where it almost looks like you're dabbing, you know, like that whole thing that the kids do where they dab. Mm-hmm. Anyways. So I did that. I coughed. He jerked so far. He was walking in my direction. I coughed. He jerked so far away from me and gave me the dirtiest of the dirtiest look. You would have thought that he was going to come and beat the shit out of me.
Like you some of my bed.
So I've opted not to go to, not to visit stores anymore until my cough is gone. Yeah. So yeah, when we had to go out again, later in the day, I stayed in the car and I haven't been anywhere since other than work. And now I'm working from home, so I don't expect to leave the house for the next few days.
Well, you know, this whole, you know, in-home thing, this is right down my alley, because, you know, I'm the king of delivery.
Right, but so, but still, you got to get out once in a while and get some fresh air. And the thing
the air ain't that fresh.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that. But you know what I don't like now about this whole thing, Tony C. I know you don't frequent McDonald's and things like that too often. I know that you're a Wendy's guy.
Yeah, for me now, I'm pissed off. I can't. Can I still go to Denny's?
Wait.
Denny's still open.
You can. The kitchen should be.
So I got to take it out, right? So
you got to take it out. But here's where I have now a problem. And I don't know yet. Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A. Because you can't go inside.
No dining in.
Those lines in the drive-thru are going to be massive.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of drive-thru and Wendy's, I had Wendy's breakfast this past week.
Oh, here you go, dish.
Was delicious.
I had Burger King breakfast the other day, and it was delicious.
No, Tony, see, I'm telling you, go and get Wendy's breakfast while you still can.
I do not want that nasty looking.
You don't
egg,
don't man. Get that. If you get it, get a sausage biscuit. I'm telling you.
When does do a biscuit good? The only person
get this. I like. I'm telling you, get this, and you're gonna be blown away. You're going to be blown away with how good the biscuits are. Damn. Surfer, you go get a chicken biscuit.
Okay.
I'm vouching for Wendy's. The breakfast was good.
It was you are a Wendy's advocate.
For the breakfast, yes.
You are Paul Heyman for Wendy's.
Hey. But yeah, so we're all quarantined. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live this Friday. Phil, Choppy, the crew, they will all be there. Phil, I believe, is the only one that actually is presently working.
Going into the office.
Going into the office because Jay is on, not on quarantine.
Social.
No, Jay got injured. So Jay is not working due to injury. And Choppy, he's disabled right now. He something with his hand. He broke his arm or something. I don't know. And Choppy, because Choppy is with the union and he's a set dresser. Well, if production is halted, Choppy doesn't have a job to go to. So Choppy's not working. So the three.
And by the way, Sean Hannity is interviewing Mike Pence, and they just up here probably just lying their ass off.
Probably. So the crew, they will be live. Phil is right now a bit miffed, to say the very least. Now, Phil, if you're listening, you can call
Mike. He still has to go to work.
Well, for a few other things. Another person that should.
Oh, about Manny?
Yeah, his whole vacation got screwed over. Another person.
Well, he didn't thank his president. Send him a note. Send him a thank you letter. It's his fault.
Another person who is currently at home that should be listening live, and if he's not listening live, I'll be thoroughly upset. Lee Champion.
Bill Champion.
Lee Champion doesn't have to go to work. And so I don't know what Lee's doing these days, but
you know what this is? This is payback for all you guys talking trash about me and all the shows. All I do is sit home and
watch. No, it's not. Quincy, listen. I still got to go to work tomorrow. I don't know about you. I got to work tomorrow.
Eventually, you going to slow down too.
Are you going to get in your car and drive around the block?
No.
Go to work?
Nope. I'm going to lumber my ass downstairs to my workstation and work.
Are you going to work in your underwear?
I'm going to work in my pajamas. You're damn right. And you know what's funny? We have a meeting. We're going to have meetings where I have to be on video. So I'm going to have to look presentable at times. But for the most part...
And you're going to stand up by accident and
you're going to
have your boxes on.
In a draw.
Hey.
Certain tie. It's a draw.
Why not?
And some tidy whitey.
But
that's what you wear, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't actually, but whatever. but it's weird. It is weird. Like, you know, just. I felt odd. I do feel odd.
Not leaving house to work.
It's not like I haven't worked from home before.
Y'all gonna get people. I'm telling you, people. I was telling my wife this. People who have gotten used over the 10, 15, 20 years of going into the office, their ass gonna go stir crazy at about month number 2 or 3. And they're gonna go like, it's gonna be like Michael Douglas in that one movie. What is it called? Surfer, you know what I'm talking about. The one where he went crazy
and shot up the
falling down. That's exactly how it's going to be. People now used to being home with their kids. You don't hear about parents choking out their kids. Child abuse cases going to be on the rise.
So you saying people going to lose it because the picture on the menu and what they get as a sandwich won't look the same?
Basically, stuff like that. It's going to be like The Shining, dog. Because they're not used to it. If you're not used to being home with your kids on a daily basis, especially the young kids, you know what I'm saying?
Go outside and play.
It's not best to do that right now. Go play with who? Lil' Katie, who might have a virus and bring it back into your home? Yeah, go do that. They're telling people to stay in the house. Amongst each other. So it's going to get real interesting. Like I said, you might see some breaking news. Mother hang child out the window.
A lot of divorces are going to be happening.
Yep. Something like that. I forgot how annoying you was. Conversations.
Yeah.
Going to be happening.
Yeah.
Don't you got somewhere you're going to need to go? I can't go nowhere. Baby. Babe.
Exactly. Babe. 195 gas and BJ's for those of you that want to.
Oh, the price of gas is dropping with nowhere to damn go.
Yeah.
So, makes sense to me. This is what I understand. They got up the other day talking about giving people money. $1,000 here. Who? Okay, you give me money. Okay, the person probably going to have to pay it back. Anyway, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. That's one. And number two, where you going to spend the money at? Please explain.
Just tell me I don't have to pay my bills until this is over, and I'll be happy.
Now, see, that's going to be the thing. Are they going to allow people to not pay their mortgages and rent and stuff? Because, Double A, have you seen this Roman Reigns being monitored closely by doctors?
Really? Says who?
Yep. I'm looking at this headline here. Because, you know, he already got, you know, that cancer, so. That shouldn't surprise you. You know? But I'm just saying. You giving people money don't stop this thing from spreading. Dumbass. This is what happened when you had dumbasses in charge of the government. And cronies. Here, yeah, Bo. Give them money, Bo. Money and help, Bo. And I know that damn mouse over there losing his mind.
Are you kidding me? Are you
shutting down his park and his movies? Delaying the movies?
You know, word's been coming down today that they've lost so much money that Apple could buy them.
Who?
Listen, Disney. Everybody's probably for sale at this point.
Apple could buy out Disney.
Well, you know, that sounds about right.
Now, I gotta talk about a couple of things here. We'll talk about Raw. We'll talk about a few other things. But what I'm finding is that there was stuff that happened when Raw went off the air. Why?
Well, nobody there. The thing.
Why?
I'm laughing at Vince's refusal to cancel WrestleMania. He said, hell with this. We're going to have WrestleMania.
The Street Profits took the Stunners.
Why?
I don't know. Let's play this audio. This was a WWE.com exclusive.
Because they wanted them.
Just them coming out. Austin filling their cup with the beer. All right. Well, this is not that good, so I'm not going to even play it anymore. But, so let's talk about a couple of things with wrestling. The wrestling world is at a standstill right now.
Storylines will keep going though, right?
Well, you will have a brand new episode of AEW Dynamite tomorrow. You will have a brand new episode of NXT tomorrow night on the USA and TNT networks respectively. NXT, we joked because NXT took place from the Performance Center on Wednesday, but there was a crowd there. Now,
it looked like they was in their regular place.
It looked like they had dressed it up pretty good, but then SmackDown was live from the Performance Center with no audience.
Not a lick of person.
So, SmackDown was okay, for those of you that caught it. Triple H was on commentary. Triple H had some great lines throughout the night. Triple, because for those of you that don't know, one story that we did not talk about because it happened after the rant last week is that Triple H had received a demotion.
Kodak don't believe that.
And
he
came out on and said, "I'm the only man to receive a demotion and get busier."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he that was pretty funny.
And he said, "Y'all need Mojo Riley to come out here and tell you this." Mojo Riley spreading the coronavirus all over.
Mm-hmm. Then, but then they filled the show showing the tag team Elimination Chamber match from Elimination Chamber. Last night, 90% of Raw was a replay of the Royal Rumble. But there was one match, and then there was a couple of segments. The Undertaker was pretty funny. But the segment of the night involved Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because it was 316 day. Stone Cold came out. We played a little bit at the start of the show. Cut a promo. "If you're ready for 316 day, give me a hell yeah." And nobody said anything because there's nobody in the crowd.
They showed the empty seats.
Then Byron said hell yeah. And then Byron got involved, and then Byron came down to the ring.
You got to back that up. Because the first time he said, "Oh, hell yeah," he looked at Byron like, "What the fuck?"
Exactly. But Byron then has a toast with Stone Cold. And I swear to you, you need to go back and look. But when Stone Cold kicked Byron to get him in for the Stone Cold Stunner, he kicked Byron square in the nuts.
He apologized for what I saw.
And I said, oh my God. To Byron's credit, he sold it though. Now, I saw a lot of people make a suggestion.
What is it about black people named Byron?
What do you mean?
Well, you got that Byron, you got Byron Allen. See a common thing between those two?
What, they bald and light skinned? What?
No, I mean, like, they come across as a...
kind of white acting?
Yeah.
So what are you trying to call them? Uncle Tom?
Corny. Let's say
corny.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, last night was unique.
Okay, Double A, here's my thing about this.
I thought it was okay, old.
Because they do storylines for reaction, crowd reaction, and stuff like that. If you gonna still have WrestleMania in the empty arena,
in the Performance Center,
nonetheless. I mean, Drew McIntyre shouldn't win. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Because they do stuff like that to get reaction.
I think what's going to happen,
like crowd reaction,
according to the multiple sources, that the superstars were given a date of June 7th. That is supposedly going to be the date of when WrestleMania will really take place, and there's nothing confirmed yet, but what you're going to see on April 5th will be what's being advertised currently as WrestleMania. But we are going to supposedly get a second WrestleMania this year, and that'll take place June 7th from Madison Square Garden. I don't know if that'll happen, and I would assume, though, WWE is going to make it up to everyone. Now, a suggestion was made on Twitter that at this point, WWE should just say, screw it, and we should just get old episodes of Monday Night Raw played. Or an old
a lot of people to stay in shape and stuff.
Or an old episode of of Nitro. Well, look, a lot, most of the roster is going to be able to rest up. Because, I mean, if you're only having one or two matches a show, like, did they go and they tape an episode of the main event for TV this week? I doubt it.
But you understand where I'm coming from with that, right?
No, I do.
Because, you know, storyline, it's all about reaction. And if ain't nobody that'll react to the person winning or the person losing, what's the point? That's all I'm saying.
So do you think any of the wrestlers can get any government assistance?
I don't know. The wrestlers are really, really...
they're probably discouraged about it, too.
Yeah. And in case... but not everybody is going to lose out, because, of course, in times like this, when the federal government slashes your interests, who comes to the rescue and tries to make a quick buck? Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson with SaveWithConrad.com. I got a little pro tip for you. We are the home of the 7-year guarantee. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's invaluable in times like these where people wonder, is this as low as rates are going to get? What if they keep going lower? Maybe I should wait. But then there's the worry of, what if I miss it? What if I don't do it now and rates go up? SaveWithConrad.com gives you the peace of mind you've been looking for with a 7-year guarantee. It's plain and simple. If your needs change in the next 7 years, or if interest rates go down, you're eligible to redo your loan with us without paying new lender fees. Yes, we may still need an appraisal, and yes, we would still have to pay an attorney to close your loan, but no origination from us, and that's the biggest piece of your closing costs. In addition to that, we'll also waive your processing fee. What we're talking about is saving money now and not wasting money later. Why wouldn't you do that? We don't believe that you should have to pay multiple sets of closing costs. We want to be your mortgage advisor for life. We want to help you save money then, now, and forever. Hey, I've heard that before. Either way, find out how much money you can save right now, take advantage of these rates while we've still got them, and get the peace of mind of knowing you've got the best deal possible for your family for the next 7 years. The 7-year guarantee is exclusive to SaveWithConrad.com.
So, everybody's trying to make a buck.
So, what is he trying to do, Hawk? Is he a mortgage?
He's a mortgage broker.
So he's trying to broker deals for people to buy homes?
Yeah.
And how's the market? You need to wait till that recession.
That's probably better than what Alex Jones is doing, trying to sell some shit to us secure. Him and Jerry Falwell Jr.
Well, when you able to get that $250,000 home for maybe $100,000, $150,000.
Now, I got to, I have to...
That's when the leg gonna come.
Now, Tony C, we know before your untimely injury that took you out of commission happened, you were a man of the hospitality industry.
Sales world, so hospitality sales, yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to give me your input on the following. Do you know the story of the WrestleCon nightmare currently ongoing?
No, I haven't heard about this.
So, as we all know, with everything going on, all the festivities in Tampa were canceled for WrestleMania. WrestleCon was slated to take place in Tampa, naturally, during WrestleMania weekend.
I remember hearing that.
So, here's an email that Marriott sent to the organizers of WrestleCon.
Woo!
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
I sincerely
approve.
Yeah. I don't know. But it looks like they didn't even get a chance to reserve that room. I sincerely appreciate your communication today regarding your client, HighSpots/WrestleCon 2020. Cancellation due to the impossibility clause of our agreement. We are respectfully in disagreement with your client's position It is neither illegal nor impossible for WrestleCon 2020 to occur as previously agreed. I further add that Marriott International's cancellation and refund policy extends exclusion for groups booked during periods with special event restrictions or peak demands. WrestleCon 2020 is a special event booked over heavy demand dates. Since our hotel is prepared to perform as agreed, your client's cancellation will cause damages to the hotel. The liquidated damages to the hotel is 80% of total revenue owed to the hotel, or a total sum of $114,202. That was from the Marriott Court to the organizers of WrestleCon, basically saying that you're shit out of luck for canceling WrestleCon. It's not our fault. So you still got to pay us $114,202.
Insurance won't cover that?
So, Tony C., what is your take on that? Should Marriott just say, all right, you're off the hook? Or is WrestleCon on the fence, on the hook for the money?
Well, being that we're not in a perfect world, of course, you know, if we were, they would eat that. Because what's going to happen is...
At least come up with a discounted
No, they need to eat it. Because what's going to happen, sir, once this whole coronavirus thing dies down, like, whenever it is, be it, you know, 6 months, 12 months, whatever, they're all, the hospitality industry is going to get what the automotive industry got in 08, possibly. Especially if it's a Democrat in office. Now, if it's a Republican, it might be, you know, might be hit or miss. But they're not just going to let these hotels and, you know, restaurants just die off. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to bail them out. So like AA was asked, with that 114, they're going to get that and more. You get what I'm saying?
Well, so you want the return next year, don't you?
You would think, right? And maybe they're only looking at the short game.
And there's a lot of wrestlers that have taken to Twitter that says that they will gladly take their business elsewhere if Marriott doesn't.
This is where Ric Flair needs to step in and say he gave them a whole lot of free publicity back in the, you know, late to mid 80s. Early 90s, and they should take care of these people. Because like I said, real talk, they're going to get a bailout. Because the hotels are losing money. These hot springs, even though I saw a video of some idiots in Clearwater Beach, on the beach, they just acting like ain't nothing going on.
Same here. A lot of cheap hoods on Miami Beach.
So... when this virus stays with us longer than it should be, it's because of people like that. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that, you know, it was a hoax to begin with. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I would hate to be, you know, in the hospitality interest trying to call somebody right now and be like, I got this vacation package for you.
I know, right? Wow. Thank God I didn't take that timeshare.
They're going to cuss you out. Probably. Now, what they're probably offering people, if they do get a package like this, like a 3-day, 2-night, or 4-day, 3, they probably get like 36 months to use it or something like that, 24 months.
I will say this. Now's the time to book those vacations.
That's true. See, that's another, like, it's pros and cons to this staying in the house thing, because... now the airplane tickets going for crackhead prices.
Yeah, they are. I think you can fly from here to Los Angeles for $150.
Right, and that's...
is that including bags and your seat?
That's including everything.
I can go from Florida to L.A. for, what, $600 for a couple, right? Round trip.
Maybe even less than that. Maybe even less.
I get emails from Frontier talking about $20. To fly, but by the time you add in cost for your
seat, we're talking major airlines, not that's
right. I'm saying
That's some pawn jumper.
Check a bag in,
I wonder how much the Megabus is chopping their price to.
Megabus are chopping prices.
Because they already chopped.
No, I mean, no. You can pay up to $40 for a seat on a Megabus.
Well, I'm talking about now with the travel industry. So, you know, at its lowest point, that 40 should be down about what, 20?
Why would you want to be on a bus for a couple hours?
Well, hell, you can get the bus to yourself now. Ain't nobody traveling.
Now, of course,
just the bus with the driver.
Now, con season.
So if I get Corona, I know he gave it to me.
Con season was going to be starting up in the spring, I think.
But con season's all year long.
No, but like the major con season. The major con season, I believe it was.
Yeah, San Diego is in trouble. Probably.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Shout out to Universal Pictures for releasing their movies on demand.
On demand, but some of them at a very steep price to rent it for 48 hours.
They charge a hotel rate.
$20 to rent for 48 hours.
Yeah, but listen, if you took your family to the movies, it's going to cost you more than that.
I get that, but do you understand that that's obscene?
I want to own it for $20.
Exactly. What they say. Good Lord, if you're going to put it out like that, they're trying to make, everybody's going to squeeze you every damn way as much as they can right now.
Coming at us from all sides. $20
just wait a few months and then you can rent it for the regular $5-6.
Unbelievable.
But still, like I was saying, hotel rates. You charge me hotel rates at my house.
I mean, let me do a quick booking.com research.
If I was at the Embassy Suites, I understand you charge me $20 to watch some movie. Hell, I'm at my house. I need that to go for about 5-10 hours.
People watching the movie.
No, the hell we don't. Ain't no company coming over. Real talk.
No, I'm saying you. Okay.
You talking about a family of four? I got you. Like a family of four.
It's you and your wife. That's less than what you would pay if y'all went to the movie.
Listen. Well, it's still the price. The prices haven't gone down that much just yet.
Oh, no. When that summertime hit and they ain't making no money, they go.
I mean, look, you remember that hotel I stayed in during WrestleMania?
Yeah, Staybridge, yeah.
Yeah, $645 for Memorial Day weekend.
That's fine. For now. They still going to be up there.
Still going down to New Orleans.
And being on top of each other?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Because surfers.
People are stupid.
People are stupid, one. And the virus isn't a killer to someone without, like we just said, a respiratory issue. So a lot of these people, like, all I'm going to do is get sick. That's how they look. They're not thinking about transporting it to someone who has an issue.
It won't happen. It won't affect Rage, Surfer, but if Rage meets you up somewhere and gives you a hug, you're screwed.
Yeah, because you got a respiratory issue, right?
Yeah, Surfer's got a whole bunch of ailments. Not to mention a set of bad knees.
I mean, people just, you know, and a lot of it is the millennials, they ain't thinking. They think they bulletproof.
No, there was a bunch of hood rats on the local news, you know, wearing next to nothing. All upset that they had to leave the beach. Exactly. There was a guy on there that said, "This makes no damn sense. It's 5:00. I'm holding a pineapple. Why are they closing the beach?"
The nerve of y'all to want to close Magic City down in Atlanta. Let these strippers strip. Make their money.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess that falls under the nightclub rule, right?
Yeah, but some, you know them rappers, they ain't listening.
Oh, so I didn't even take that into consideration. We're forgetting about all the strippers.
Yeah.
The strippers are all out of work right now.
Is Trump going to get the strippers a bailout?
A stimulus package?
A stripper stimulus package.
Hey, what about the hookers?
The hookers,
I don't think have an issue. If anything, the hookers might actually profit during this time.
Yeah, their business is booming.
That's risk.
Nah. If you're going to go to a hooker, you don't care.
Well, if a call girl come knocking on your door, they're going to charge you extra. Because they're risking getting the virus.
I got CNN on. Do you think they wipe down that screen every time John King uses it?
Just asking. Some hand sanitizer. They're going to have to bail out the church industry. Because, you know, black folks...
There's no church going on right now. Exactly. There's no collection plate right now.
Ain't no collection plate. Ain't no quiet. These black folks is hot. The old black folks is heated. Live it. We can't go congregate and gossip and listen to band singing. I mean, who the hell is the coronavirus to be telling them they can't go nowhere? I was telling my wife this other day. I say if all these old season people, you know, surface clique, if they want to go out here and gamble with their life, go.
My clique? What are you talking about?
Your age group. You know what I'm saying? Season people. They should make them sign a waiver. If you come in here, you better have insurance. You got to have health insurance. Got to have life insurance. Because if you die...
You go vote today?
I mean, well, let's play... We'll play a little church music for those of you out there, for Pastor Sadell.
That's right. These old season people, they are hot.
I got to believe that God will protect his people.
They got deacons and deaconess around here.
Yeah.
They probably got peace.
I believe that God will protect his people.
You know it's bad when Joel Osteen closed his doors.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even let down.
When they closed his church. You know, that building housed the Royal Rumble many years ago. Anyways.
The Trump now making the church close the doors. These Christians are livid. The only people who are still at work is TBN, Kenneth Copeland. Call him. That's what I told him.
Peter Popoff. Listen, call Peter Popoff.
They don't have prayer clubs they can send out to heal people.
Listen, if everybody just called Peter Popoff,
they don't want more than 10 people congregating.
They can't. They don't have no holy water to sell.
Even the orgy industry is probably suffering. Jeez.
Peter Popoff said, if everybody called him and get some of his water. We don't have to worry about coronavirus.
Can't nobody lay hands and heal people?
I mean,
think about
everything that's been affected. No going to church. There's no movies being made. There's no porno probably being made. There's no what else? What else could we?
No gentlemen. No stripping industry.
No stripping industry. Whether it's gay, straight, tri, whatever you're into.
Parliament House sales, probably room sales are going down.
There's no you know, all those dirty bookstores are going to remain dirty, and if they were not empty, now they are empty. But. What else? You know, the hookers, they'll probably fare well during this time. You know, hookers are like cockroaches. They never go away.
The hookers, that's going to be the only profession left.
Yeah, and there's going to be no...
It's the world's oldest profession.
And the police are going to be quarantined, so you can go ahead and get a hooker. so, you know...
He's over there with a hooker.
The drug dealers are going to profit during this time.
Yeah, a lot of people buy weed, coke,
everything,
meth, deal with their family.
You gotta self-medicate sometimes. You know?
Exactly.
The dope man making all the money. Might want to explore that trade right now.
Hey, what if they got out there if you smoke a joint that'll cure it for you?
Hey, why not?
But all the old people start smoking weed.
But I'm telling you, soon, you know, little by little, your newscasters are going to start quarantining. So there's only going to be one person in the TV station.
No, they're going to be broadcasting from their house.
They're going to be like Deborah Norville.
They're going to be broadcasting from their own phone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like that time, Chris, something at the CNN studios when they had that threat.
Yeah, they had Breonna, to do it out on the street.
Breonna Keeler was broadcasting from her phone.
I mean, look, they had to do the debate from the CNN Washington studios this past week. So,
and that's what the way debate should be from now on. I'm with somebody said that we don't need a studio audience for debates.
You just let them go at it.
Yep, closed studio hell. We don't need nobody trying to score political points with the audience to lie and get some applause. And you know it's killing Trump. He can't handle their Klan rallies. I mean, rallies. He going crazy. He gonna sneak and have here. One on the low.
Nah, he gonna try to
televise
one.
I know. Right. Somebody gonna look at this.
Anyways,
idiot.
So
look at this idiot having a rally.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just.
Did you see him after his thing from the Oval Office, and they didn't realize he was still on camera, and he says we're off, and he goes, okay, and then they show some video before he started speaking, and they didn't realize it was being filmed, and he's like, should I have the book open or closed? Should I have it over here or over there? Everything's about visual TV. It's not about doing the job.
Well, when you're lying, you do stuff like that. But, you know, AA saying the hospitality industry gonna take a hit. Stripping business. Grocery stores. Restaurants. DoorDash. I mean, they gonna make a lot of money.
Well, there are certain things that will... That will take still. Place.
They're doing no contact deliveries.
There's going to be a lot of industries that are going to be okay during this time period, but then there's plenty that are
like Domino's, Pizza Hut.
Just leave it at the door.
I mean, I can only speak for what I do, but my work is probably going to dry up here soon. So.
Meaning,
there's going to be no more work because all business has stalled. Right now, there's work. It's still business as usual. The only difference is that we're doing it from home. But the work is going to dry up, huh?
What if you still at the old job?
The same thing. The work would have dried up.
Yeah, because they're going to start shutting down the courts. People ain't going to be able to go to court. They're going to start taking people to jail because they don't know if they got the virus or not. See, this is what happens. We don't have enough. All this ass much had to do way back in December to start getting tests out here. That way this stuff wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? We've been able to test people. And you'll be able to say, oh, Joe Schmo got it. Tony Schmo don't. So let's keep Joe Schmo over here. Tony Schmo, you come back. Now, we ain't got enough tests. So now people got to miss work and shut down the justice system and court system and all this.
I mean, what's going to happen is
my damn check better be on the 3rd. That's all I know.
What's going to happen is there is going to be. I guarantee you, something is going to happen in a major city in this country that's going to spawn a riot. And this country's going to just collapse. I see this happening. Because just like in any hurricane, you get the visuals of, you know, after the storm passes, of people looting, right? Something's going to happen somewhere.
It's going to be the people who ain't got enough money. to withstand.
And it's just going to be one thing after the other, and it's just going to, and it's going to happen in major cities. And there's, what are they going to do? Institute martial law in this country to get everybody out of line?
You know, that's what some of the MAGA people want. Just saying. You run up in here.
Listen, it might not be the ideal thing to have happen, and I certainly wouldn't want it. Some of the idiots may need that, though.
I don't know, man. All I know is that the National Guard is, you know, I'm here in Florida. Tony C., you're also in Florida. And in Broward County, we have the most cases of any county in the state. And I know that the National Guard is in process to set up shop in Broward County. And literally 2 minutes from where I'm sitting right now, they're going to set up a location to do testing in a drive-through format. So,
but they started it here in one part of my city.
Yeah, but we're talking about the National Guard is going to be, you know, spanning the county now. Like, now the National Guard is going to be the one on the streets. So, it's going to be, yeah, we've got some very, very interesting times.
You're going to be walking down the street with a loaf of bread and the National Guard.
You're going to be like Demolition Man.
Yep. Pretty much.
Going to be like.
Do you know they passed around the trailer from Contagion from 2001? No, 2011 it came out. Did either one of y'all see that movie?
No.
It basically, somebody got a disease over in like Hong Kong, and I think it had to do with a bat. And the guy was a chef, and then he's cooking, and then the people at the casino get infected, and then they come back here. It's this big pandemic, and people were dropping dead left and right, and they're talking about wash your hands and don't touch your face. And then, of course, at the end, they find a cure, but it's a question of how fast they're going to get it out to people.
Well, the movie Outbreak started with a monkey, so
right,
but same saying, thing.
I had somebody send that trailer to me thinking that that was a new movie coming out, and they, like, how did they know this was going to happen?
Surfer, when you got a butthole idiot in charge, this is what happens when it, and when you can't lie your way out of it, like a storm. Like you could lie your way out of a storm, be like, yeah, it ain't coming this way. This butt munch sat up there at the end of December when the man was over in China. The first case happened over there in China. And they announced it. We should have been on it right then. All right, let's
China. Now, they just want to blame China for the disease.
Period. Well, it came from there. It's true. It came from there.
Right.
But at the same time, it don't do no good to blame them.
What China is guilty of is trying to suppress the fact that there was disease. Because the person who spoke out, they shut him down. And he ended up dying from the disease.
But we still weren't ready at that time. What I'm saying is, as soon as it hit
another country.
Exactly. That's when you're supposed to be like, all right, it's coming this way. It's coming this way. That's why Tom Hanks and his wife, if you're going to get it, if I was going to get this disease, I hate to say it, I wouldn't want to get it here. I'd rather get it over in Australia where he got it. Idris Elba got it over in England. You know, somewhere like that. Well, I know they health care is pretty much top notch. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was sitting there looking like ain't nothing wrong. Because he, you know, they got the backing of their government and all. You know, they ain't trying to hide nothing. Over here, they try to sweep it up under the rug. Oh, it's because nothing.
Trump closed up the pandemic response unit they had. Like an idiot, thinking we don't need it.
And now look.
Can we talk about something more pleasant, please? I mean, I'm getting depressed.
Let me
see. Listen, I just want to say, if you're stuck in the house, there's nothing stopping you from taking a walk around the block. Or, if you got a car, just go for a drive in the countryside. You don't have to get out and come near people. Just drive.
Come back with coronavirus. Yeah.
No, just drive for a little bit and come back.
Yeah. And I want to say to the newest residents of the Tampa Hillsborough area, it's a different animal and beast down there from the Massachusetts streets. I'm just saying.
There, and I do want to do a public service announcement here. There are hours that have been put in place for senior citizens in some stores. Because apparently the senior citizens have been left out.
They feel it neglected.
Yeah. So here we go. So I'm going to read down a list here of
stores. So if you're a senior, these aisles that you're supposed to go to the grocery store?
Exactly.
And you won't.
Exactly. Dollar General, the first hour of operation of store open is dedicated to senior citizens. Target will dedicate the first hour also each Wednesday for vulnerable guests, including the elderly and those with underlying health concerns. Whole Foods, all health food stores in the United States, all Whole Foods markets in the United States and Canada will service customers who are 60 and older 1 hour before opening to the public. Sedano's, which is a local Hispanic grocery chain here in South Florida. That's 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning to serve senior citizens. Trader Joe's, until further notice, all Trader Joe's store opens will be open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there, hold on. Let's see here. Crew members taking care of one of another for our customers. I don't know, some shit like that. So these are all store hour adjustments and things like that. And, of course, this will change. Of course, Macy's and various other stores are just closed completely. So if you need a new Tommy Hilfiger shirt, you're out of luck.
Now, sir, let me ask you this. Now, does Bridget Moynihan have to move to Tampa as well? Because her baby daddy is moving to Tampa.
No.
And his family. Because, yeah. You know, she got to shoot blue bloods.
No, she don't have to move there. He can't live with her.
I wonder if Tom Brady and Hogan going to be next door neighbors in Cena. They all live in the same neighborhood. And Tom wake up every morning and you hear that John Cena. Get up there! Damn, John's up. In that Tampa area there. Down there with Hollywood.
I'm gonna be conflicted, especially if Tampa Bay plays New England in the Super
Bowl. Oh no, you're gonna be them days over. Them days is over. I wish I could play AA last week. I think he played that Whitney Houston song.
Yeah,
whip that out again for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Saying goodbye.
Never can say goodbye, girl.
Or play the end of the road, whichever one you prefer.
Let me see here.
Saying goodbye to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. How we hardly knew thee.
Yeah, for some reason, that's not pulling up, but okay.
I know he ain't going to miss the Massachusetts winners. I know that.
Well, let's see, because there's no events right now at Raymond James Stadium.
That's true. And they cancel all the OTAs for NFL, so I don't know what the hell they going to do.
The NFL draft, it's going to be only the commissioner in a room by himself.
Announcing the picks. And they're going to call them in.
Yeah, because everybody else don't need to be there. They can do it from their own office. And the players, you know, they can stay at home and just hear their name and go to the remote to like one or two players.
So, and we're going to move on to other things here, but it was asked, why did Vince wait so long?
So, I can tell you why. And this is speculation. But had he announced it early, it would cost him money as opposed to allowing stockholders think that it's still going on.
Well, it's still going to cost Vince a shitload of money because...
It probably cost him more money had he announced it a couple weeks ago.
Well...
Because
when we talked about this last week, that the fate of WrestleMania was to be announced on Thursday. Thursday came around and it was not announced. The end result was that the city came out pissed with the WWE, and that if Vince did not make the decision, that the city was going to make the decision for Vince, that the city wanted Vince to call off WrestleMania. But Vince did not want to call off WrestleMania. He wanted the city to pull the plug. So the two were having a pissing match. But the explanation of this, you know, we don't know who ultimately was the one who gave the call. Of course, WWE issued the press release an hour before Raw went off the air or went on the air last night. But here's what Dave Meltzer speculates, and there's a lot of things I don't trust Dave Meltzer on, but this one does make some sense. You're talking about giving up a $15 million gate, $2 million in merchandise, and a shitload of other money. That's probably what Vince was thinking, all the money he's going to miss out on now with WrestleMania. I don't know what's going to happen with WrestleMania. I already told you that June 7th is the tentative date for WrestleMania in the summer.
And as this butthole slow walks us even more, then SummerSlam come into question.
Right? Yes, it does. And if Roman Reigns, like you said, gets it, you can forget about your main event for WrestleMania.
You think he would call off another Saudi Arabia?
Well, he can't leave the country. He's not going to leave.
Yeah, nobody can leave the country.
Even if the person's like, we're going to get you.
No, I mean,
Prince can't override the government. How are they going to get out the country?
I don't know. That prince be like sending out his squads.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to leave. This is just unbelievable.
A lot of stuff in limbo, man.
Just way too much stuff in limbo.
That's true.
I mean, honestly, how long? I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to some of the Jim Cornette podcast, and he said that WWE should not be doing these empty arena shows. That's number one. And number two, I heard somebody on Twitter pose this question that the WWE at some point should just not be doing these shows anymore. And we're not talking about because of the safety of the talent and the people involved with the production. We're just saying that these shows, ultimately, they're not going to be good.
Yeah, because as far as TV goes, they can just piece together different things from different pay-per-views and past shows and broadcast that to put on a TV show.
But it's not only that. Wrestling is a reactionary.
It is. And we've...
You know, entertainment.
We've had what?
Former entertainment.
We've had four matches, I believe, in front of no audience. We've had a couple of... What has been said has been called some very good promos without the audience. And I will agree that the promos on SmackDown and on Raw have all been very good. We need the audience. We need the audience. I fully vote. I mean, listen, WrestleMania in the Performance Center is not ideal, but okay, fine. They're going to do it, whatever. I personally think two things about this. Number one, WrestleMania should not be on pay-per-view. That's number one. But should it be on the WWE Network? Yes, because would you pay $59.99 to watch WrestleMania on pay-per-view at the Performance Center with no audience? Hell no.
Think about seven whole hours without an audience.
I don't know if that's going to be... I don't know if WrestleMania's going
to
be... As
long. They're going to show in that car. They got to.
I think it's going to be about a three-hour show.
If that.
But wait. In addition to that, I think WWE should just say,
take
you know
a pause
what?
Right now.
Just take a pause. Reevaluate things and just give us the best of Raw, the best of whatever. I mean,
who says
you can't show an episode of Monday Night Raw from 20 years ago?
Hey, they could piece together the best matches from all of the WrestleMania and make that into a show.
But that's the thing, they've done that a bunch of times. I'm talking about the week to week to week shows now. I'm talking about the Monday, the Raws, the SmackDowns, the NXTs. That those shows still have to go on. That forget about giving us in-ring action. Just throw on an old episode of Monday Night Raw. And we'll be okay. Like last night, I get it. It was a special, like, but they had Stone Cold and whoever else. It was a special night. Great, Stone Cold was there. But let's say Stone Cold was advertised and Stone Cold could not show up. What stopped WWE from showing an old episode of Raw that was Stone Cold heavy? Like the night of the infamous Zamboni, or the milk truck, or the beer truck, I mean. Why couldn't they just show that episode of Raw in its entirety? Or, you know, just the best Stone Cold moments, or whatever. Another thing is that, WWE, for example, on Friday on SmackDown is going to be a stacked show from the Performance Center. The way they advertised it. Goldberg, Rob Gronkowski, there's a few others that are on that show this coming Friday. But it's from the Performance Center again. Next Monday, same thing. Brock Lesnar. They announced a whole bunch of other names. They're all going to be live next Monday night on Raw from the Performance Center. Are we just doing this because WrestleMania is coming up and then after WrestleMania, are we just going to say, pause?
Man, look, this is what I would do.
Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar without a crowd reaction, that's not going to go over too well.
It's not the same. It doesn't have the same effect.
I mean, yeah, it was funny yesterday with Stone Cold.
But what I'm saying is,
how many times are you going to do that?
WrestleMania is normally when they hit the reset button. But now, you can hit the reset button even earlier. You can come back as a whole new WWE right now.
Yes, you could.
You know what I'm saying? With new talent, new main event. And then you could be like, that was the old with, you know, the Brocks and the Undertakers and all that good stuff, you know, those names. But now we finna not like a rebrand, just a relaunch. Give you a chance to relaunch the whole thing.
Now, Double A, you talk about the promo. So, how do you feel about John Cena and Bray Wyatt?
It was okay. It was okay. It was nothing special, but it was okay.
Now, did it take away from Bray Wyatt's character that he showed up in the arena as opposed to being up on the screen?
Not really.
Or they really couldn't do the Firefly Funhouse.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to... There we go. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Like, they really couldn't shoot that segment because they don't want all those people in a room.
Not necessarily. They could have... Maybe they didn't have the set to shoot it. But they could have done it.
I don't see how they couldn't... I mean, the set's just a white screen...
That's an actual set that they use.
But I know a lot of people rated that as excellent.
It was a good segment. It was a good segment. Hold on, I'm trying to queue up. That's what I wanted, because you know it's weird. Because they had the intro to Raw last night, and it was, when you don't have the pyro and you don't have the crowd, it's weird, and all you hear is this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the most unique edition of Monday Night Raw in history. Tonight we are emanating live from WWE's training facility, the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida.
However, due to the prevailing circumstances, there is no training here tonight. And while the empty seats reinforce that there is no audience, the WWE superstars are ready to perform for all of you.
Guys, that's all well and good, but Steve Austin is here tonight. Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's 316 day.
I know you're excited. The Texas Rattlesnake will be here later tonight on Monday Night Raw. But first, I want to take us back to...
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't... The whole thing just doesn't sound right. It's odd to look at. When Triple H introduced SmackDown on Friday, it was weird. I don't know. I don't know how long the industry is going to be able to keep this up. AEW is supposedly going to do their show from a warehouse tomorrow.
Without an audience.
Without an audience.
A warehouse? What kind of warehouse?
They own some place that the cons own.
In Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville.
Probably a drug warehouse.
So.
Duval County. They don't tell the cartel to stay away. You know. You know how it is up in Duval.
We're not getting no protection. There's no NASCAR. No nothing.
Hey, man. Hey.
Game shows.
People on the right, they wanted a disruptor in the government. Wanted disruption.
I got no problem, Surfer, with looking at an old episode of The Price is Right from 1976.
They hold production on daytime soap operas.
This is what happens when you want to disrupt in the White House. They disrupt shit, all right. How you going to like when they disrupt in your life now? I bet you won't want to holler about this no more. When you can't go to work, you can't pay your rent. And your mortgage, disrupt that. That's all I'm gonna say.
You think Wendy Williams is sitting with the audience, or she's just talking to you?
No, she is. She's not live. I know that for a fact.
You're probably in reruns. Everything about going to reruns.
Rachel Ray, I know, has been doing the show without an audience.
They don't have shows. Don't have the same effect. Your show is based on a live audience reaction. You ain't got no audience. What the hell?
I've been cooking shows for years with our audience. You just show up.
But she has a talk show. She has a talk show, though, Surfer.
That's like Kelly and Ryan Seacrest show. Eventually, they're going to send them home because they're like, we do the show for a reaction, a live reaction. If ain't no live reaction, what the hell? Y'all just go home.
John Oliver was done in a blunt studio.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sound like Tony Schiavone now. I don't know. Coronavirus, you can go to hell.
We're out of here.
Straight to hell.
No. See you in 2021.
You know what, man? Hell, this might not be no better because some of these, I'm going to just say, some of these dumbass people still going to put the same, vote and put the same person that caused this shit in there.
And you know what's sad to me? Now that I'm stuck in the house, Avenue 5 has ended the season.
Oh, what a shame.
Man, it's so much digital media out there.
If you haven't seen Avenue 5, you have missed a funny show.
But you know what? They should have a rush on... They should release Cobra Kai early. They should do a lot of things, you know?
I heard Terry Silva's coming back, too.
God.
All right, man. Terry...
I don't
know.
That's why this company's in the damn shape it's in because of
that's Sato's grandson, right?
No.
I heard he's supposed to be coming back.
But he is, but them two different people.
Oh, I forget these names anyway, man.
Miyagi! And Sato come back.
Is Sato even still alive?
No, Sato's dead.
No, you know Sato's dead.
Josan! Hate is wrong! I was wrong!
Uncle, I can't hear you. I'm dead to you, remember?
Oh, man.
This show is going to come full circle.
Now, in regards to our WrestleMania marathon...
We just don't come on and talk crap for
4 days. I don't know. This is one of those situations that
cabin fever set in.
We'll figure things out. There's really nothing set in stone this year.
They gonna do the Hall of Fame for the performance.
I have no idea. There was somebody.
Hey, Ken.
Somebody made the suggestion to push the Hall of Fame to SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame,
they have me all those wrestlers in one room.
We had two new inductees this week, so the British Bulldog and Jushin Thunder Liger.
I have no confidence that they're gonna have this thing under control, but I think a lot of people need to get with the idea of working for. I'm just telling you.
You know how people walk around with paper masks? They'll be walking around with gas masks.
Ah, I'm gonna buzz like your suit. I'm trying to find one.
Hazmat suit.
Sir, do you know where I can get a Buzz Lightyear suit from?
A Bud Light suit.
A Buzz Lightyear suit.
Maybe Value City.
Value City.
I need a Buzz Lightyear suit. Iron Man suit. I wonder if Kevin Feige, all them suits they made in them damn movies. A Thanos suit. Something to protect me from this Thanos plague. And then damn Trump did the snap. Now it's coming to fruition. But what we gonna do? Y'all got a lot of confidence, Double A. I think about Survivor Series, maybe. This thing might be out of control around November. It'll be closer to a vaccine then. I ain't thinking about no SummerSlam might be called up.
Under this president, the vaccine might turn people into zombies.
What I want to know is, are all the international announcers going to be at WrestleMania?
And how the hell are they going to get it?
And Shanghai, Mungai, and Shandang. I mean...
And this coronavirus really killing the return, possibly, of the great Jinder Mahal, the challenge for the WWE title.
I mean,
I was looking forward to that.
They're not
going to
be able to put announce tables next to each other.
I want a bicycle. I want a bicycle.
Oh, man. It's going to be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting. Will the announcers be in tuxedos during WrestleMania? Like they are every year.
Hopefully. They shouldn't even call it WrestleMania. They should just call it like Monday Night Raws. Raw Thursday. No, it was Sunday Raws. Third Sunday or whatever.
Like they did. Raw Mania? How about Raw Mania?
Exactly. Something like
Sunday
that.
Night
you
know.
No. Come on.
No. Sunday Raw Sunday. That's what they should call it. Sunday Raw Sunday. That's what they did back in 97.
Yeah.
They did that Raw Thursday.
Thursday Raw Thursday, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come on, Vince.
There was that one infamous Raw Saturday night.
When it was preempted.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they got the dog show out of the way before the virus hit.
Oh my God!
Like it would have affected them, but even the horses are not running. So
Ubu.
Man, oh man,
is Ubu doing all right there, sir?
Yeah, okay.
We need just something. Now next week, Dark Side of the Ring returns with 2-hour premiere of the Chris Benoit tragedy.
Oh, God.
So that'll be next Tuesday. One Day at a Time also returns next Tuesday.
Isn't that canceled?
No. It returns next Tuesday, 9:30 on Pop TV.
I think this is the last season for it.
No, they just got brought back on Pop TV. They're going to have their big debut on Pop next Tuesday.
They were replacing TNA?
They were on Netflix, and they got canceled right. while they were still popular.
Well, Netflix seemed to not want to do more than 2 seasons of show now.
Well, they're stupid.
They are. Because my show On My Block just finished the 3rd season. Awesome show. They better bring back for a 4th season.
Oh, man.
I'm canceling my Netflix. We'll have to do it, white people.
I still don't get, though, Fast 9 or F9 being delayed, but whatever.
No, you know that they're gonna release that on demand.
I guess so. Now this week was a big week for Fast and Furious because it was all over TV this weekend. Why? Because the Fast and Furious, the Hobbs and Shaw movie, came out on HBO this past Saturday,
and it had a free preview too.
So. It was a big
weekend. Oh, that's why FX was showing
Fast.
Yeah, all weekend. Okay. Slick bastards.
I'm Black Superman.
So that means Hobbs and Shaw ain't far from FX then. They're about what?
Probably
about 3-4 months away.
Things are, maybe.
No, it'll take a year or two.
We'll see.
Not that long. It don't take that long no more.
HBO is going to keep that movie playing for at least a year.
And it's still a show on FX.
Yeah.
Not so long as it's on HBO.
No, yeah. they will show
it. Because I remember when Get Out was still on HBO, it was showing on FX.
They will simulcast on the two channels with no problem. They do it now.
And who owns FX? Disney or Fox?
Fox. No, wait. FX, I think, is owned by Disney.
Yeah.
Jushin Thunder Liger and the British Bulldog were announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. In case you're keeping score.
Dang, it's a shame we're not going to get to hear the British Bulldog give a speech because of this disease.
Well, they still may. It just, we'll have to see when it'll happen. I honestly, I think everything's going to be okay. We'll be back to our normal lives, hopefully in the next
two to three weeks.
Who brought up for him?
His wife? His son? One of the Hearts?
I don't know. Probably they'll have Brett do the induction. In the words of my boy,
Senator Clay Davis from the YNAA, in regards to your being back to the normal, I don't believe that, but you can wish. Y'all can wish. Not with these motherfuckers at the controls. That's like saying WCW was going to take WWE when Vince Russo came in. Okay. Next thing you know, they'll tell me they'll put the title on David Arquette.
I don't know now. I don't know if you guys have been watching your local sports stuff, but your local news stations. But you know, there's no sports. So have they been putting the sports guys out to do regular reporting? Because here they have been. And it's weird to
look probably butchering the hell out of
Oh my god, it's weird to see them go out and do a report.
Field reporting.
Field reporting on the coronavirus.
I'm saying. No, I ain't been watching no local news. I'm just watching people talking about they gonna send out checks to people. So AA, you gonna get a check. Surfer gonna get a check. Everybody gonna get a check.
It's like when all the black people got the reparations on the Chappelle show.
I'm rich, bitch. Made Cadillac the number one dealership in the land. Yes, sir. This is too much.
So, I mean,
we want to welcome Tom Brady and his family to the state of Florida. Y'all moved to a county where the first cases were.
Yeah, too bad you can't go to Disney right now.
Yep. And, that's all we got to say about that. Sorry, Surfer.
Gonna
be okay.
Wait for a second.
Of course he did. All right. Well, here's the trailer. Here's the trailer of the Chris Benoit Dark Side of the Ring episode that'll air next Tuesday, 9 p.m. on Vice.
My name is Dennis Fagan. I run the security for World Wrestling, and one of our wrestlers that lives down there is missing.
Okay, what's his name?
Chris Benoit.
It was a particularly brutal and vicious murder. It was something that showed some sign of real rage.
This was just this gentle giant.
Nobody expects a friend to kill their family. Like, what?
I can't point my finger at one thing and say this is what caused my brother-in-law to snap.
Media's initial response was that this was a roid rage incident. You get hit in the head thousands of times, your brain essentially can start to rot.
People need to understand that was not him. He was my hero.
I need to talk about this. If you're going to say I'm glorifying a murder, stop listening now.
There you go. So, we'll see you next Tuesday. We'll talk about it the following week. And now there's also other things to watch on the WWE Network. The Stone Cold Bret Hart Stone Cold Sessions came out yesterday. And, of course, the last episode of the first half season of Ruthless Aggression, the story of Raw versus SmackDown, that is also available to watch. WWE should really, I don't know, take advantage of the network right now and put out a lot of content. Get us those episodes of WCW Worldwide Wrestling that we want.
It's a new camp, WWE.
Well, I don't know. If they haven't produced that now, that ain't going to happen.
I was watching Raw from 97, Austin the Slaughter, and I just started laughing because that's exactly how I was on that damn show. Austin!
Yeah, that's funny. Now, I was watching old WCW stuff earlier in the week. I was watching Slamboree 93 and 94 specifically. You know. Oh, come on, don't start.
Oh,
up.
God, that damn song.
I love that song, man. That's a great song.
Wasn't Ravishing Rick Rude on both of them shows?
On 94. 93 he was.
He's simply ravishing. Well, that him and the Bulldog feud, right?
What was that?
Was that him and the British Bulldog
feud? In 93 in 93 he faced he was in tag team action with Paul Orndorff against Dustin Rhodes and Kintsugi Sasaki.
Oh, God.
94, he was supposed to wrestle Sting, and he got hurt.
That's right. That was beginning when Hogan was about to come in.
Let's play a little bit of that, what happened here. Hold on. A little bit of that interview with Nick Bockwinkel.
I tell you, since 9:30 last night, a lot has been going on in World Championship Wrestling. A lot of board meetings, committee meetings. I want to bring in a man who's a legend himself. One of the legends here. He cannot be introduced, of course, former AWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Bockwinkel, who is also the commissioner. I know you've been very busy since we arrived in Philadelphia last night.
There's no question about it, but at this time I would like to take and have Sting come out here.
Let's bring in Sting!
All right, and here comes Sting. I'll just fast forward a little bit.
Here, if you would, and Nick, I know you have a statement you have to read concerning not only this event, but of course the International World Title.
There have been a lot of things taking place in the past 24 hours, and I want to read this statement, and I want everyone to listen to it. World Championship Wrestling was notified by the International Championship Committee that they have ruled that the recent title match between Sting and Rick Rude in Fukuoka, Japan, to be officially recorded as a no contest. This decision was reached after viewing the tape of the match where Rude used the championship belt and subsequently came off the top rope with a knee to the head of his opponent. The WCW Board of Directors have agreed with this decision and have ruled that Rick Rude be stripped of the title and that the WCW International Heavyweight title be returned to Sting.
Excuse me, Philly. With all due respect, Mr. Bockwinkel, I have been thinking about this since 9:30 this morning. And I hope that Philly will back me 100% when I say that I do not like the world title to be won or lost in the boardroom. I want it to happen in the ring. I'm not asking for any favors. I don't want any favors. I do not consider myself the world heavyweight champion. But I would be glad to walk to the ring tonight and wrestle Vader for the world title. Let's just put the title up for grabs. Then I'll do it. That is the only way I'll do it.
And so it shall be tonight. You will have the opportunity to go and step into the ring to win this title one more time.
Sting and Vader later on in the winter, Hillary, Philadelphia, to be the International World Champion. It's time for action. Let's go to Michael Buffer.
There goes Johnny B. Bad. All right.
He's a Johnny B. Bad. And he don't want to make him mad.
That's right.
He looks just like Little Richard.
Yes, he does. Tony C. hates this theme song, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
That damn Slam, because Slam Lee, man, that theme song is just so bland, yo.
Oh, I love it for some reason.
You a Slam Marie guy.
I guess so.
Damn, Super Brawl. That individual.
This was, hold on. That was Slam Marie 97. Slam Marie. This was Slam Marie 96. A Lethal Lottery.
Lethal Lottery.
Alright, well, anyways.
Main event of that pivot.
It was Sting and the Giant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that's when Lee came in and tried to help him, right?
I think so. I guess that's it. You guys want to... Is there anything else you guys want to touch on? I mean... We'll be back next Tuesday. We'll give an update on everybody's lives and talk about what's going on in quarantine. Because really, that's all this show's going to be about probably for the next little while is quarantine and what that's it's like right. to live with quarantine.
And try to hope that everybody stays safe.
I know,
that
right?
Way, I think we should do a show with no listening audience.
Sometimes I feel like we've done a lot of shows like that.
Show without a listening audience.
Oh man,
Lee, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, really.
So I think now's the time we can do that marathon that we were talking about.
Kayfabe finally has come to the rescue with Kayfabe News. They released an article. They said God finally got a revenge on McMahon for the 2006 loss in the match that he had with him at Backlash. So, anyways.
Oh, my God. That's right. We didn't fight him. Wow. I forgot all about that. He did fight him. First he fought Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Oh, God. Oh, Vince, you should have went straight to hell for that one. Straight to hell. I'm done with this, man. Going straight to hell.
Oh, man.
You said coronavirus caused by God.
Not to give you an update on Roman Reigns. Oh, shit, my thing just disabled. Hold on. Don't you hate when you got an ad blocker and it doesn't let you? They have doctors who are currently monitoring Roman Reigns, but he's got... Oh, shit, let me refresh it again. He's got a weakened immune system due to the CML leukemia that is in him for life. I was able to... save the quote here. It's going to come and go, same scenario. It's one of those things that's in you and it can come back. So yeah, they're monitoring him due to his diagnosis of having leukemia. So
yeah, you gotta watch him.
Oh man, Surfer, anything else that you wanna touch on before we wrap it up?
No, I just hope all my hair don't fall out before this ends. You know?
That would be a tragedy if all your hair fell out. Now take top billing on the news. In other news, Surfer's hair fell out.
News at 11.
I know. All right.
No, we're gonna be quarantined for so long. People want to relearn how to socialize with one another. You know how when the first cavemans came out of the cave.
I gotta tell you,
didn't know what to do when they saw each other.
The board game industry is gonna profit big time right now, and
a lot of trivial pursuit,
a lot of puzzles are gonna be put together here too.
I just downloaded 3 games
on
my phone today.
Twister.
Well, maybe not Twister, Tony C.
Left foot blue.
But yeah, okay. So, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, they'll be live this Friday, folks. So, you want to tune in, give them a listen. The Shiny Wizards, as far as we know, even though the New Jersey is one of the worst affected states and it has the toughest restrictions right now, they pretty much will be live next Monday, 7 p.m. We'll be live next Tuesday for another edition of The Rant. And just stay posted to all of our social media in case you never know when quarantine will get to us and we'll feel like going live. You never know. So, for Tony C., for Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Stay safe, stay healthy. Have a good night, everybody.